Jesus, we thank you, and Father, we thank you, and thank you, thank you. We glory in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we're thankful again that you've brought us here, and Lord, how sweetly you deal with us, Lord, and you're here. We know it, not because we feel anything, but because you said it, where two or three are gathered in your name, you're in the midst, hallelujah. God, thank you that we go by faith, and faith is your word, and faith is what you say, Lord. Yea and amen. The Lord said it, and it is so. God, help us to stand upon that today. Lord, help us to want to just stand upon the promises of God. And Lord, to stand upon the rock that is higher than I. Glory to your name. Lord, there's many hearts here today, and Lord, you're dealing with each and every one of us. Whatever it may be, it's being the perfect will of God. We're in a house of bread. God, the word is going forth because of you and you alone. Enrich us, Lord God. Let us see the beauty of your Son. Lord, the magnificence and the love that will not let us go. Lord, let us glory in that grace and grow up into it today, God. I know it's your will. Take us to another glory. From glory to glory, even into the image of you. We thank you for this time. We praise you for the love. And Lord, may we only magnify you and you alone. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to 2 Timothy. Kind of already quoted there today, but we'll go to the second chapter and the fourth verse. Sweet, sweet scripture. No man that warreth. Want to be a soldier? In the Lord's army, he's called you there, but you really want to be useful. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And I love that. You didn't choose to be a soldier. He chose you. God so loved. Grace found you. Hear people many times say, I found God. No, he found you. He revealed himself to you. He opened your heart to receive him. Praise God, you did make the choice to say, yes, Lord, I believe. But he did it all. He gave you the faith by his grace to even call out his name, Jesus. But brothers and sisters, listen to this. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. That word affairs means occupation. The things, maybe the things you do, the things God has in you, having you to do, we're still not to be entangled with those affairs. And I believe what God is calling out to us, it's not about what I am doing, it's truly about where I am going. And that is the truth. I think how God so sweetly confirmed that to my heart on this recent trip we took a few weeks back to Virginia. We stopped at a gas stop and there was a sandwich shop over there, and it looked a little rough. We didn't really know what was going on, but Daddy drives so long, when you get a break for food and bathroom, you better take it. And so that's what we had, and God brought us in there. And to my sweet surprise, as we went into that place, there were placards of Scripture all over the wall. It was so wonderful. It was just sweet that, you know, He orders our steps. And, you know, sometimes you see some really heartbreaking things, but then oftentimes it's just like, thank you, God, for that sweet, cold cup of water. Thank you, Lord, that you're allowing me to take of the cup of salvation and drink. So I was thankful, and it was good food, too. But there was one placard that was on that wall that so gripped my heart. I've heard all my life sayings, whether it was from the poets you had to read in school or some of the philosophers, that life is all about the journey. You'll hear about that. You'll get that enough, especially if you go into college, that it's about the experience, all of those things, and that the destination is not that important. But hanging on that paint-chipped wall, and it wasn't much of a place, but hanging up on that wall was a sweet little placard that so struck my heart. Life is a journey for a destination. Did you hear that? Life is a journey for a destination. And it was sweet when I read that. I said, oh, amen. My kids kind of looked at me and I said, it's that one right there. Look at that. So everybody had to turn and look at that. And I'm here to proclaim today that life is a journey for a destination. I felt much like Brother Hill when he came back from that sweet trip in Texas. And I was just a little guy. He said, man, I saw this sign. It was so great. At the end of the road, God. Aren't you thankful? There is but one way. There is but one way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I've been getting a lot of emails and different things from people, and I appreciate, in a sense, the heart that's breaking a little bit, but they're worried about maybe it won't be too long that they'll classify preaching that Jesus is the only way as something hateful or something in hypocrisy towards somebody else, and maybe make a law. Well, let me tell you something. If by grace it comes to that, I pray we line ourselves up with the martyrs, and God have your way. But I'm here to preach this, brothers and sisters. I do not want to get caught up into any thought of what might be or what something will be, because then I get focusing on the journey. I get focusing on the occupation. I get focusing on being entangled in the things of this life as opposed to being caught up in the prize. I love the prize. Even as a little kid, we used to go to this restaurant called the Copper Kitchen. And we'd eat and all that. But I only went there for one thing. They had the basket with the prizes. I wanted the prize. And I'm thankful today I want the prize. I want Jesus. He's the prize. He's the prize. You say, well, brother, you're assured of heaven. You're saved. Oh, hallelujah, I'm saved. Oh, but there's the mystery of the gospel that he's opened up. Not to me only, as Brother Paul said, but to also to them that love his appearing. And I love his appearing. God brought that message. And I said, yes, Lord, I want that for my life. I see that. I was testifying to my sons. 17 years old was when the Lord truly, just so sweetly proposing to me. I'm sure for a long time. But there was the move where I saw him on bended knee for me. He said, honey, I want you. I heard about this bridal thing. I'd been in a church that preached it. Praise be to God. But I saw him for me. I saw him down on that knee for me. Saying, will you go? Do you want me? Do you want this relationship? Do you see that this is what it really is about? Well, something happened and there became a desire. My heart started to pant after God. Delirious is really what that word is. And I testified to him how the Lord sent me a sweet friend. He was my age and what a handsome fella. And he still is. He's growing a little old. But I love my dear brother Sean. I'm right there with him. And I was telling my boys, they said, well, Dad, didn't you do this and didn't you do that? Well, yeah, Dad did this and that and a lot of things I don't want to talk about. But I'm going to tell you the things I love to praise him for, what God kept me from. And how he gave me a friend. And sometimes we'd go out and, you know, the enemy would be calling here and there. And, you know, my mom, she'd start to chuckle. So she'd see us pulling back in about 9:30 or 10. What are you guys doing? Oh, we're a little tired. And I'm giving God all the glory because I'm telling you this was not of me. It's still not of me today. But he had that young man and I crack open that Bible and we rejoiced in the deep things of God. It wasn't just once. It was like almost every weekend. It was so wonderful. It was so wonderful to have a friend. And that's the true friend that loves the Lord. See, I understood how David's love for Jonathan surpassed that love of a woman. And don't go getting funny with that. See, our brotherly love that we have here should surpass everything. It's everything. Even in our relationship as spouses. Sometimes we get so caught up in the marriage naturally that we forget the thing that really binds us. And that's the love of God. And I pray that you have a brother or sister in the Lord in your house as your spouse. That's the love that they spoke about and sang about. That never lets me go. That I can never be separated from. If I rely on that love in my marriage, I'll never be separated from that wife. Amen? Amen. It's the truth. What God has joined, let no man put asunder. I believe that. I believe that God can do that. I know there's a lot of hurtful things. But if you're going through a test right now in your marriage, praise be to God. Thank him for it. Rejoice for it. This could be the final overcoming trial before you see him face to face. Hallelujah. I want to meet him saying, thank you, Lord, you did it in me. I'm glad I did. I'm glad I took that glory. And thanks be to God, even if you didn't, Romans 8:28 is still there to hold you. But what you're in today is what matters. Did you know that? So get the victory today. I don't know where we're going with this, but he does. All right. But brothers and sisters, we are thankful that God does have our attention. And if we get focused up in the journey, brothers and sisters, instead of the prize, you think of sweet Rebecca. I'll tell you right now, if she was affixed upon that journey, if she started looking at those stinky camels, if she thought, well, I never met this guy. How do I know he's worth this trip? I'm going to go out there for all those weeks and go to somebody I just don't know. Let me tell you something. If she was thinking that, and if she was thinking about that journey, she would have never left her home. Brothers and sisters, it's the destination. How does this sound to you? The glory that shall be revealed in you. Does that mean something to you? Does that make the heart go a little bit faster and say, Jesus, I want that. Oh, I want that. Praise God, you're my glory, Lord. But as I saw yesterday, it was so beautiful. The Lord just laid it out so perfectly. Get in there in Revelation. That city adorned, that bride came down from heaven having the glory of God. What are you taking these days, huh? See, I want to be full of glory. Because I want, by God's grace, to be part of that body that will be His glory. How about you? Huh? That He shows forth, just like Brother Jess did. I said, Brother, it's okay, you're sweating, you don't look real good right now. And he goes, she's really fine, she looks great. And everybody came to see her anyways. So it doesn't matter. And she was touching his little face as he was sweating. It was so sweet. But that was His glory. And yesterday they came forth and He showed forth whom He loved. It's awesome. Awesome stuff. See, we just pay attention. He speaks to us. Oh, He walks with me and talks with me. But hallelujah, this sweet lady, she would endure anything to go to Isaac. This sweet lady was going to endure anything to get with her husband. And praise be to God, that sweet endurance is the same thing as why we endure. The bridegroom awaits. But see, the problem is, brothers and sisters, is that we get so caught up often into what we are doing, we've lost the vision of where we are going. Amen? Amen. We struggle and fight with this all the time. We start to look at this instead of that. Praise be to God when I'm worshiping Him. Thanks be to God when I look up. It's amazing how all of those cares of life just fall to the ground. It's amazing how the things that I was holding, these weights, are let go as I raise my hands to heaven and say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. The freedom. Soaring. I think you take off this way. Amen. Praise be to God. All right. Hallelujah. See, the Bible does not instruct us to look down at our feet. It doesn't. See, the beauty of the walk with the Lord, it is by faith. And the Word of God says that the good works are before ordained. That means He's already laid these out for us to already to walk in. And we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Amen. When I start looking down is when I get in trouble. When I start looking at where I'm going in a sense of, oh no, is it this, is it that? Then I'm being careful in myself. Love the Lord. Trust Him. Let Him be your guide. It's not for me to direct my paths, my ways. He tells me to lean upon Him, to rely upon Him, understanding that He is the way. Praise God, it's His desire for me to go that way. Do you know that? By grace, it's nothing of my effort. I rely completely upon Him. And how sweet the walk is. How beautiful the freedom. Man, you talk about growing in grace and growing up into one that can share with Him and be as that vessel, a wife, useful to the husband. Isn't that something? There's a lot of spouses that aren't being useful to one another. Come on, let's add to the usefulness of one another. Let's be that joy. He's my joy. I want to be His joy, but it's going to be His grace that causes me to be that. But brothers and sisters, He's just asked me to apprehend the grace to press for the mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He calls us to look up, doesn't He? Isn't that wonderful? Look up! He said, set your affections on the things above. Look to the heavenly. Our redemption draweth nigh. He's coming from up there. Praise be to God. Our salvation is nearer than when we believed. And you know it. You know He's coming. Praise be to God. You look into the Word and it's so wonderful. The things that are coming to pass. All the things that man can't help but do. Wicked man. Oh, I hate God so much. I hate the Word. Well, see, the Lord told me that you do that. See, you're so stupid that you don't realize you're doing exactly the sin and the wickedness that my Father said that you would do in ages past. Because the Word was with God. Hallelujah. Alpha, Omega. Never changed. Isn't that incredible? We don't go switching the game or anything of that nature. He's got it all. Whatever we face, brothers and sisters, He has it. And we thank Him for it. Over there in Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 9. It says, by faith. This is Abraham. He sojourned in the land of promise. And think about this. He was in the land of promise, but it was as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. I love this. See, he sojourned. He was in that land of promise, but it said that he resided there as a foreigner. That's what that means. He was residing there as a foreigner. He just wandered all throughout that land. God told him. And all the time he wasn't looking at the land. He wasn't looking at the path. He was looking for the foundation. Praise God. Not made with hands. The kingdom. Hallelujah. Not made with hands. But praise God. The things of the Lord. He was looking for the heavenly city. The city up on high. And brothers and sisters, I will warn us this as well too, as we run for His best. When we run for His best, we can often lose sight in being puffed up in the knowledge of it instead of apprehending the love that wins it. Know this, it's true. See, oftentimes we can get puffed up in this knowledge. Brothers and sisters, it should always be the test is a thankfulness, gratitude, the privilege. People will recognize it. See, He giveth grace to the humble. Did you know that? The Word of God says that. I always want to be humble before the Lord. And the way I'm humble before the Lord is I realize, Lord, it's all You. Lord, this couldn't have anything to do with me. Lord, You brought me to the fold. Lord, You raised me up in this. Lord, You're increasing my life. And Lord, You're going to finish the good work that You begun. Hallelujah. I rely only upon the grace of God. Yes, I'm a miserable failure. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for that. And I say that with earnest thankfulness, sincerity, and truth. Needy? Oh, I'm needy. You're no more needy than I am. And maybe I got you. I don't know. But I don't worry about that. I don't worry about what needs I got because I know He's met them all. I know He gave me the specific infirmities in this body, in this life, in this mind, all the trials. I've had some sweet ones calling me about their dreams this week. 4 or 5 have called me. Oh, brother, I'm having this trial. Well, let's call them nightmares. Let's call them what they are. Aren't you thankful God even tries you? He loves you so much, He's going to try you even in your dream. He's never going to let you go. He's going to deal with you all the time. Learn to start crying out to God in the midst of your dream or your nightmare or whatever it is. Thanks be to God, He'll try you in that. He doesn't necessarily have to do it in your real life. You know what I'm saying? This is God. He's got a perfect plan. These aren't coincidences or accidents. This is exactly what He has for you. Be thankful of it. Don't be fearful to lay your head down on a pillow. He's with you. Though you make your bed in hell, He's with me. Come on now. This is your God. This is the God that loves you more than you could ever even know. And in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of His glory in His kindness to us. And it'll never stop. It's in love and love and love and love. Praise the Lord. And this today, yesterday was so sweet. As much as they loved each other and the I do, it's just begun. It's just begun. That's what's so incredible. And eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love Him. And I love Him. By grace, you love Him. You wouldn't be here today if you didn't love Him. And you think what He's prepared for you. He's told you many things. But He said, oh my goodness, honeys, you're going to need a body like unto my own. A glorious body that can feel and sense those words we got. I don't even know what it is. I can think of that. And that's beyond that. I just sit there and go, love, love, love. Hallelujah. Oh, I love living in the heavenlies. It's so wonderful. I just pray you get it now. I don't care what age you are. It doesn't matter. Get it now. Go after it now. Apprehend it today. Say, I will go. Sincerely, Lord, I will go. I know you got to take care of that. But there's got to be a desire and a want. There's got to be the recognition. Huh? Know it. Yeah, you know it. Reckon it, Brother Hill used to say. And yield. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You sweet people, I love you. Now, that Shulamite, as you see her over there in the Song of Solomon, she had a lover and she loved him. Think about him all the time. But there he was ready to go. And he was ready to take her. See, if you really know about the Jewish weddings, there's, you know, they would never know when the husband was going to come. The groom was going to come to take them away. A lot of times they like to do it at night, early in the morning. That's why those women used to sleep with their clothes on. They wanted to be ready. Was my groom coming tonight? Well, the groom came that night to her. And she could even hear him. She knew he was there. He put his hand on the door. He was rattling it, whatever he was doing, stirring her. She was quickened of heart. She got up to come, but then she looked down. She looked at the myrrh that was in her hand. She got occupied. I thank God for the trials. I do. They hurt. Sometimes they're not joyous for the moment. You all know what I'm talking about. But God help us. It's not here, brothers and sisters. It's not, oh, woe is me. It's no, oh, look at this. This is something about me. Look at how good I am or bad I am or this is bad or this. I don't know what it is. He just said, look up. He said, rise up. And that means quickly. Get up. Get out there. Hallelujah. Apprehend me. Jesus is coming. He really is. I know we've heard it for years, but it's going to be the hour that you think not. It's going to be the time when everybody's in a lull. And let me tell you something. Everybody's in a lull. There's just a few anymore. Christianity as a whole anymore. They believe in heaven. They believe, yes, there's going to be a time we're going to be with Jesus. But this rapture stuff, you know, I think he just got to die. Oh my goodness, you got to live. And what I'm talking about is abundant living. Knowing whom I've believed, persuaded that he is able, not lessening any of the scripture, not just skating over any promise that he wants me to apprehend. I'm blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And if you're a child of God today, here you are too. You've got it. Now let the eyes of your understanding be enlightened to it. To know the will of God. To know the hope of His calling. And you know the hope of His calling is? It's you. It's you. He's hoping you will be quickened and ready to rise up and go. And not be occupied with these things. You're in a war. You're in a battle. My goodness, this is so romantic. It's incredible. I am a romantic. I love it. I was raised under one. My mother, hopeless. It's awesome. But thanks be to God when God gets hold of your heart in that. You talk about a battle. You talk about forging on. It's all by His grace, but there's a desire by the grace of God that you pray for. And you pray for it every day. And you say, Lord, thank you that it's there. And then I go on a little bit more, and I go on a little bit more, and it gets bigger and it gets greater. But there's more peace and there's more rest. The battle gets hotter, but I sit satisfied, longing Him, because I know that He loves me. And let me tell you something. When you've got a lover that you know loves you, you just sit and go, man, is it good? Because that's what it's about. Yesterday, if you missed it, you missed a sweet thing. It was sweet. This was what it was about. Just a type. I understand that. But how marvelous. This was what it was about. If we get too busy with things, consumed with the obstacles, the giants, we'll miss it. Rebecca never would have said, I would go. She wouldn't. I appreciate, as we read about Brother David, I believe he saw Goliath's head in his hand long before he ever picked up that slingshot, didn't he? He did. You're mine, you dirty dog Philistine. You're mine. Caleb was so crazy nuts, they all came back with him. They were talking about giants. Caleb didn't even know what they were talking about. You saw what? All I saw was what God said was mine. He gave it to me. He's prepared it. He's provided it. What's wrong with you? That's what he was saying. What's the matter, you? You got to move. You got to go. We got to get in there. It's ours. Quickly. Let's not delay. Let's not think about it. It's time to move. But they're looking down again. They're looking at their feet. Then they looked at one another, and then it was all over. David, when he saw the battle, when he saw Goliath, he shouted to the men. Oh, he was happy for him. Go get in that trial. Go get in there. That's your glory. God gave you that. Did he? Yes, he did. And he's never changed. He's given you that today. Hallelujah. This is wonderful stuff. Thank you, Jesus. But see, the enemy, yes, he's fighting fierce, and we know that he is. Darts of discouragement all over this meeting, I understand. But remember this, brothers and sisters. Remember this, what it's all about. Face to face. How about having him sing through you, my beloved is mine, and his desire is toward me. Amen. You know what happens to them darts? Just kind of, wow, nice try. Thank you. Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And that's where my heart was headed. So we know this. Vashti lost her crown. She hesitated. She wanted it a different way. Don't you want to be shown and made known to all that He has loved you? It's not just up there, it's right now. And you know how He shows forth that He has loved you? He's going to press you out of measure. He's going to show Himself faithful. You're going to know Him in the fellowship of His suffering. Yes, you are. But you're going to know Him in the power of His resurrection. And someday in that power, in that glorious power, you know what He's going to call? Actually, it's going to be a shout. The trump of God. The archangel. It's got one sound. Rise up. Rise up, my love, my fair one. And come away. Let's stand and worship Him. Let's stand and worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, dear God. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you for this sweet time of fellowship, and you are the sweetest of lovers. Thank you again for your kindness, Lord, and how tender you speak to us. Lord, these are your words. I'm so thankful that you give us your sermons and your message, Lord, and your truth, Lord. There is but one, and it's you. God, help us to just come forth boldly, drawing nigh today in fervent love to kiss your face. Lord, that's the worship that you want. Everyone that is here, Lord God, just really grip their heart. Lord, let them know that the time is now, the moment to surrender. Oh, praise God, how precious it is now. Lord, we just say your free invitation, come forth to bow before you, to worship you, Lord, to praise you for what you're doing and what you have done. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.